It's the show on 91.5. I'm Steve Goldstein, along with KJZZ's Phil Latzman.
And Steve, after a contentious election, a bipartisan group of national leaders has issued a joint statement calling on the restoration of civility.
The 24 signees are all members of the University of Arizona's National Institute for Civil Discourse. They include former Democratic and Republican members of Congress, cabinet members, as well as scholars and prominent media figures.
The statement calls the 2016 presidential election, quote, one of the most bitter in history, and asks all Americans to work together to be respectful and move the nation forward.
And that won't be easy. Recent polling indicates more than two-thirds of Americans agree that civility has suffered, but many more say they now find it acceptable.
The U of A's National Institute for Civil Discourse was founded in response to the 2011 mass shooting in Tucson that claimed six lives and severely injured former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is one of the members. Carolyn Lukensmeyer is the group's executive director, and she joins us now. So it sounds like that this election year has been completely antithetical to what your organization stands for.
This is without question the bitterest, most rhetorically unacceptable presidential election in modern politics. Any members of the media that have been following the campaign will say that it was a paucity of any discussion of issues. Right from the beginning in the primary, particularly on the Republican side, it was all about really attacking the character of the other candidates. And it really never changed all the way through to the very end.
So how do we put that behind us and become civil again? Is it as simple as just turning off the rhetoric?
Mickey Edwards, a former congressman from Oklahoma who's on our board, I think has said it the best I've heard it said, Phil. It's taken us decades for our system, for our country, our culture, to lose the norm of civility in our public and political discourse, and finally during this campaign to actually see the norm become uncivil language, frankly, quite bigoted rhetoric. So I don't think any of us can be under the illusion that we can put this genie back in the bottle. I think we are looking at a decade at least to reestablish the norm of political and public discourse that fits American values. And I think that has to happen by leadership from elected officials. We need to see a clear signal from the new president-elect. We need to see a clear signal from Republican leadership in both houses, both chambers, excuse me. And we need to see leadership from the media. You know, many of the public, when we sit and listen to them, feel like it literally was the media that kept the uncivil language in front of us 24/7. So we all have a part to play.
You just mentioned that you think it set the process back by a decade or more. It's going to take a decade to kind of get back to where we were before. Doesn't that say that there was kind of permanent damage done, that maybe, and maybe just looking at it from the real pessimistic viewpoint here, that we may never get back to that? Maybe this is the new norm, that it's not going to be civil.
Well, I think many Americans, frankly, are quite frightened that this may be the new norm. I don't think that any of us need to drop into the position of believing we can never pull this back. I think we're quite capable of pulling it back. We need help from our faith-based leaders. We need help from our civic leaders. So, no, I think we can reverse this. But I think we have to dedicate ourselves in all sectors to being responsible for reversing it and demanding that both our elected officials and the media play their role in turning this around.
Carolyn Lukensmeyer is executive director of the National Institute for Civil Discourse, and they've called on the president-elect, the new Congress, and all of us to try and lead with some civility and respect. And Carolyn, thanks very much for your time.
Phil, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
That's KJZZ's Phil Latzman.